Good morning, teacher and friends. Today's topic will be Generation Clash. Today we'll be talking about who are the boomers, Generation X, millennials, and Gen Z. We will start with the generational conflict. Occurs then because the emerging generations have a different worldview and sensitivity. Their methods of knowing the world are different. The cultural and social practice different from those of their parents or elders. Apparently, this mismatch of realities leads one to think that young people and adults have built such a divergent universe that thought they coexist daily. They are absolutely separate. Everything exposed so far allows us to reach certain conclusions. The social represent of youth has been framed within the biological as a stage of physical and mental transformation. In addition, it has been classified as conflictive and unstable image of state representation that do not involve elements as the cultural, economic, and political context that shape the always of being young in diverse societies. Therefore, this not understood as a social construction, minimizing its importance in the social history. Who are boomers, Generation X, millennials, and Gen Z? Baby boomers are the demographic cohort that follow the silent generation and precedes Generation X. Generation is generally defined as people between born 1946 and 1947. Generation X. This group of people includes those born from 1965 to 1982. They are between approximately 56 and 40 years old. They are children of baby boomers and parents of millennials. This generation is considered to be comprised of people who born between 1981 and 1996. They immediately overtake millennials, which is why they are considered to be those who were born near the end of the 90s and the early year of the decade, next which start in 2010. Gen Z. This so-called Generation Z, whose members are also known as centennials or post-millennials, is basically global. Adolescents who were born in the late 1990s until the beginning of these millennials belong to it. In this way, it can be said that this age is around 20 years old. What are the differences? I think that everyone has different way of thinking. Gen Z are much more open-minded than boomers and millennials. In the times of the boomers and the millennials, things were different, more difficult. People who didn't know tell each other what they thought of fear. Now this generation is different because there is freedom of expression and it is a good advantage. What do you consider yourself? Boomer, Generation X, millennials, or Generation Z? I consider myself a Gen Z. We are the youngest in the labor market, and if they are characterized by something, it's for living immersed in the internet society and consuming only digital formats. They study and read online. They are self-taught, and the YouTube tutorials are our great allies. We are at the forefront of social networks. We are very creative, flexible, and multitask. We prefer remote work. We will take a commercial break and come back with a little surprise. Very good, friends. We return from the commercial break and we have our special guest.
Hello, my name is Luz Alonso and I am from Generation X.
We will ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
How would you describe your generation?
We live it more as a family. There was not much technology and this made us live as a family.
Did you like the older generation, like the generation of your parents and grandparents, yes or no? Why?
In our generation, there was the opportunity to have a university career, and our parents did not.
Who is the icon, the most important person of your generation, like an actor or singer?
Chayanne.
What was the most important event or moment that defined your generation, and why is so important?
The invasion on the USA to Panama. Many lives were the lost that have not yet been identified.
How the next generation will be?
Very attached to technology. Every time they will do less manual things.
Thank you very much, Yelenis.
Thank you.
Very good, guys. Thank you for joining us and listening to us on this podcast. It has been an honor for me. See you next week.